Numbers chapter 24, verses 5 and 6. How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel, like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. Balaam Balak, the king of the Moabites, has called for Balaam, a famous prophet in the east, to come and curse Israel because he considers them a terrorist threat to his nation. He's taken Balaam up on top of Mount Peor, and from there they're looking down over the whole camp of Israel, and what they physically see is very different from what is described in these words. A sanitation nightmare. 2 to 4 million people camping in the wilderness without any porta potties. A social disaster. People crowded together closer than any ghetto without any walls. No yards. A scenic blight. Dusty desert winds searing through a camp that has no trees, no gardens, no vegetation of any kind. So, how can God describe them in this way? Even on the top of Mount Peor, where Balak and Balaam are standing, the sights and sounds and smells, probably rather aggravating, had to reach with intensity. So how can God describe them as a luxurious brook-fed valley? As gardens eternally watered? Planted with healing aloes and fragrant cedars. This is not what the physical eye would have seen. But the Lord invites you to open the inner eye of faith and look again. It was a well-supplied camp. Even after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, they had clothing and shoes, and it wasn't worn out. They had manna from heaven every day. The Lord's arm was not even too short to provide meat for their tables. And planting of aloes trees to provide healing. He had planted in their midst the message of the forgiveness of sins and the sacrifice of Christ to give them peace with God, to give them the assurance that their guilt is removed and they have everlasting life. The fragrance of the cedar, yes, right in the midst of them again, was that fragrant assurance that God loved them and you so much that He wanted to dwell with them, that He was providing the pillar of cloud to guide and direct them in every aspect of their life. As wayworn wanderers in this wilderness of life, we at times look only at the physical things. And we see the sin-cursed world and the problems that are all around us. We see that physically other people may have things that we don't. And we feel deprived, sorry for ourselves. What a mistake. The Lord invites you to open that inner eye of faith and look again. Luxurious valley, fed by a brook, stretching out before you For the Lord has indeed provided all that we need in abundance, though we deserve nothing. He has provided that aloes tree for the healing of the nations, proclaiming to you Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, His blood washing away all of your guilt, His righteousness making you a child of heaven with the gift of everlasting life. He has planted that fragrance of the cedar among you with the assurance that He wants to dwell with you so personally that He has made your own heart the temple of His presence. And a well-watered garden? What a privilege it is that through Christian fellowship we have family members, we have friends who for the most part are striving to deal with us in love, kindness, and consideration rather than stabbing us in the back. Yes, indeed, a well-watered garden. And so, on this Thanksgiving, as on every day, praise your King, who has made your dwelling a luxurious brook-fed valley. And not just for today. For in these words, He's promising you the security that only He can provide. The security that He will make your life tomorrow. That luxurious brook-fed valley. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 572, stanzas 1 and 3.